Good morning, my fish family. I have a special treat for you this morning. Leftover pasta from Mother. The Bernice special. Okay, there's some for Kamiko, and some for Miyumi. Ooh, that's a big mouthful. There's some for Kanata, and some for Roy? Wait a minute. There's one, two, three, four, five, six. Roy, stop hiding! Hey, where did these little paw prints come from? They lead right over here to this Roy? Roy!
Something terrible has happened to Mr. Pennington's favorite koi fish, Roy. As he surveys the crime scene, next door, the Brinkmans have a problem of their own. Let's join them on this wild adventure.
Ian, you said you would hide a spare key. If you'd done that, we wouldn't be locked out right now.
I know, I'm sorry. But Artie can unlock it. Just wait a second. Artie, unlock.
Yes, Master.
It unlocked, but then locked again. Come on, Artie, unlock.
Yes, Master.
Oh, brother.
Come on.
He says he'll do it.
He needs to work on its follow-through, though.
Artie, unlock the door.
I am unable to mop the floor.
Stupid thing.
Hey, the phone's ringing. Listen, we're going to miss it.
Please leave a message.
Hey, Mr. Brinkman. This is Anthony. Nothing urgent. I'll call later.
Ian?
Wonder what he wants.
What's going on over here? Are you guys locked out?
Oh, hi, Patrick.
Ian's computer won't let us in.
Ian's computer?
Well, it's more of a software program called RD. The computer up in my room is connected wirelessly to servos and solenoids around the house.
Aha! Tricky!
But something's not right. Artie, open the door!
The door is locked.
Ah! Then unlock the door.
Yes, Master.
Voice activated and it speaks? Impressive. Where's the speaker and the microphone?
Its voice comes out of my smartphone here.
Ingenious!
I'm pretty sure it's just a line of bad code. I might be able to program it here from the phone.
How long's that gonna take?
Probably just a couple of seconds.
I've heard that before.
I have a better idea. Give the unlock command when I tell you.
Okay.
Hang on.
Cool. What's that?
A Hungarian twist army knife. Now, Ian!
Artie, unlock!
Yes, Master.
Oh,
yes!
Great.
There you go!
Wait, don't go in yet!
Ow! Ow!
Artie, no. Disengage!
Disengage it.
Sorry, Mr. Pennington.
Oh, that's okay. Those soft Nerf bullets never hurt anybody. Sure surprised me, though. Do you have a Nerf gun stationed at every door?
No, just this one.
Very clever. A Nerf sentry gun.
We made it so that it can rotate up, down, left, and right using electric servos.
What are servos again?
Sort of like electronic muscles for the robot.
Yep. And Artie sees through this little webcam. The wireless microcontroller is mounted inside there.
Very good.
Thanks for getting us in, Mr. Pennington.
Oh, glad I could help, Jack. Actually, I came over to ask if I could borrow a pellet gun. I think a raccoon got Roy.
Got him?
Ate him. Roy Sushi. No. But now that I saw this, I have another idea.
Well, let me guess. You want to use my Durf sentry gun to protect your fish.
Exactly. Problem is, Durf rounds don't hurt enough. Don't you guys have a bunch of paintball guns?
We do.
Perfect. This could easily be converted. What do you think, Ian? Could I use it?
I'm not sure about that, Mr. Pennington. An automatic paintball gun? I mean, that could be dangerous.
Remember, I used to work for the military, and with Ian as the programmer, what could go wrong?
A paintball gun connected to a computer just sounds like trouble, Ian.
I can program a redundant safety system, and the air pressure can be dialed back. I can make it shoot so soft that you wouldn't even feel it.
Well, that helps. But what about your chores? You've been so caught up in RD lately, you've been neglecting your other responsibilities. You haven't been doing your laundry. Gracie's been covering for you.
I'm sorry about that. I'll do better.
And you still haven't changed the oil in my car.
I'll do it, I promise.
All right. You may help, Mr. Pennington. Just be careful with the paintball gun.
Where are we going, Mr. Pennington?
He's arranged for us to meet with an expert.
An expert?
Yes. His name is Lowell Felspar. I found him on the internet. He's supposed to know everything there is to know about raccoons. He's a little odd, so let me do the talking, and don't touch anything.
Okay.
We're here.
Kind of a strange place. Hey, check that out!
What was that?
It looked like a small remote-controlled truck that was stripped down.
This has got to be the right place.
Who is it?
Hello? My name is Patrick Pennington.
What do you want?
We talked on the phone about my raccoon issue.
Quick, get inside now. Did they see you? Were you followed?
By whom?
By the raccoons, man. They're always watching. Them and their furry little minions.
No. I don't think we were followed.
Cut. What was that?
Wow.
Are you Lowell Felspar?
Yeah. No first names. Call me Felspar. You said you were having troubles with raccoons, Mr. Pembroke?
It's Pennington. And yes, it seems the raccoons are eating my koi fish.
It's just the kind of thing they would do. It must be one of their operatives, sort of like a special forces, you know.
Operatives?
Don't you realize? This is just the first step in their plan. Oh, sure, they look all cute and harmless enough, yeah. But I've seen them. They're getting organized. They watch us constantly when we come and when we go. They go through our garbage, you know, they tip it over and they look through our bills, our correspondence, the kind of magazines we read. They're looking
Felspar,
for our weaknesses.
Felspar, come back to us here. Okay, do you have any proof of this?
Proof? You want proof? Take a look at that. What do you see?
It looks like a map of Finland.
Oh, yeah, that's for something else. Forget you ever saw that. Here, wait a second.
I don't know if this was a very good idea, guys.
No kidding.
Okay,
yeah, this guy's weird.
Let's see. Oh, here it is. Black and white.
The Mass Conspiracy Unmasked. The Secret Forest Government. You wrote this?
Yeah, I did. It's self-published for now, but I've had some interesting nibbles from some pretty important organizations.
Okay, great. Well, anyway, what about my koi fish?
Well, okay, hold on. The first thing you need to do is to get an eye on them. That's why I built my rover, you see. You probably saw it outside.
Yeah,
okay. It can spot one of those ring-tailed infiltrators at 100 yards.
Mr. Felspar, can your rover be modified to scare them away?
You'd really need some sort of advanced brain to make it really work.
We might have something. Listen, would it be possible for us to borrow your rover just for a little while, just until we scare them away?
Well, I don't like to lend things out, but this might be a really good field test. You got it. Say, you guys want to stay for a while?
Right. No.
I got pickles.
We really got to get back.
I'm buying bulk.
Okay, goodbye now.
I invented my own board game.
Guys, come on. Air tank is on.
Okay, I think there should be enough paintballs for the test.
Are you sure you want to do this?
It's the price inventors have to pay, I guess. The Wright brothers had to fly their plane the first time, didn't they?
I suppose, but what's that got to do with you wearing a raccoon suit?
Well, I programmed Artie to recognize the shape and color of a raccoon. Okay, you stand behind it and give the commands. Artie should recognize your voice too, so I'll go out and crawl across the opening of the garage.
Oh, wait! Here's your goggles. Oh, the anticipation is building.
Okay, in position. Are you ready?
I'm born ready. This is gonna be great!
Commence test!
Okay. RD, safety off.
Safety off.
Lock onto target.
Locking onto target.
Fire!
Firing.
Ow!
Disengage! Disengage!
Disengaging.
That was awesome! It kept on hitting me all the way down the driveway! We did it!
Absolutely incredible! Did it hurt?
It totally hurt. I can't wait to see the welts.
Oh, you're covered in paint.
Good job, Artie.
Thank you, Ian.
You programmed it to say that?
Sorta. Have you ever heard of artificial intelligence?
No.
Well, I carry this phone with me. Artie's always listening and learning from my responses. Right now, it's like a little kid, but every day it learns more. It uses what it learns.
Fascinating. Boy, when I was a kid, I played with Pinker toys. How times have changed.
Do you think he's ready for patrol mode?
I don't see why not.
Okay, Artie, enter patrol mode.
Entering patrol mode.
There he goes. He's heading for my driveway.
Yeah, he should stay on the sidewalks and driveways within a 100-yard radius of your house.
Whose car is that?
That's Anthony.
RD just turned around. Looks like he's gonna check him out. Is he in safety mode?
Safety mode on.
Safety mode off.
No!
Hey, Ian. What is this thing?
Locking on to target.
Anthony,
no, Artie, disengage!
Firing. Entering pursuit mode.
Disengage, Artie!
What on earth are you looking at?
Ian's robot just chased Anthony away. It painted his car orange.
That's my favorite color, orange.
Mine too, Pete.
Dad, Anthony's on the phone, here.
Oh. Hello, Anthony. Yeah, I saw that. Did you get hit? Oh, I'm sorry about that. Sure. When and where? Okay. Sounds good. See you then. He wants me to meet with him. Michelle, is this what I think it is?
It could be.
It's almost 10:30.
Well, that's the time I normally hear them getting into the trash. Ian, power up RD.
RD, enter patrol mode.
Entering patrol mode.
Won't they be scared of RD?
Well, that's the point. If they're not, they're gonna get a little surprise.
It's Miss Bernice. Is she sleepwalking?
Well, most likely. I'm never completely certain.
Artie's turning around. He's going towards her. Uh-oh. Artie, safety on.
Safety on.
Whew. Well, look at you. You're a cute one. Yes, you are.
You are not so bad yourself, Miss Bernice.
Oh, thank you.
What are you doing?
I was just heading out to cook some breakfast.
Should you be in bed? It is late.
Oh, well, I suppose. Good night, cutie.
Good night.
That was incredible, Ian. How did he know her name?
I told you, artificial intelligence. He's always learning.
That thing's brilliant.
Hey, guys, the raccoons. Artie, safety off. Enter patrol mode.
Safety off. Entering patrol mode. Acquiring target.
Here we go.
Locking on.
Fire!
Firing.
Why isn't it shooting?
I don't know. One of the raccoons jumped into the pond.
Don't you dare! You get away from my koi fish! Do you hear me, you murdering fish eaters? Yeah, that's right. Go home to mama.
Looks like we have a ways to go.
Hey, Ian!
In the garage, Mr. Pennington!
So, how's it going?
Good. I installed Artie's software on an old smartphone someone gave us and mounted that on the rover. Now we can bypass the computer in my room.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think that was part of our problem. Artie is now totally self-contained.
Wow.
He also sees through his phone's camera right here.
Really?
Yeah, so I got rid of the webcam.
Oh, well, does he still communicate the same way through your personal phone?
Yep. You can hear him talking out of the speaker on his phone and mine at the same time. Watch. Hello, Artie.
Hello, most wonderful Master Ian.
I think that's a little over the top.
Yeah, maybe. I'm still having a little trouble with the microcontroller.
Ian?
Yeah?
Everybody's doing their chores. Have you cleaned the living room yet? We're having guests.
No, I'll take care of it in a few minutes. I'm in the middle of something.
Don't forget.
I won't.
Ian, Artie sparking! Blue sparks! Blue sparks! Artie, spark! Okay, call it, Ian.
Artie, come.
He He's not responding.
Ian, did you change the oil in my car?
No, I started to. I'll finish it before supper, I promise.
I need it done by 7 o'clock tonight. I have an important meeting.
Sure thing, Dad.
Peace, Mommy.
Bye, guys.
We're just taking a walk around the block. You'd think we were leaving for a week.
No kidding. I do admit it's nice to be loved.
Speaking of love, I'm going crazy with this, Susan. We're meeting in 2 hours, and I just don't have a peace about it.
What is it that you're struggling with?
You need to hear the list again?
Well, if talking through it helps, sure.
Susan, we knew each other for years before we even got engaged.
It's been over a year for them.
But they've only been serious for a few months. And he's the first guy she's ever been interested in.
You said you didn't want her playing the field. Now you're changing your mind?
No, I just want her to be sure. Also, he's a relatively new Christian. He met Michelle right after he got saved.
So?
Well, Michelle's been a Christian her whole life.
Like I said, I don't see that as a problem. It'll push him to grow.
Well, he doesn't drive an American car.
You've got to be kidding. Where did that one come from?
My grandpa.
You don't even drive an American car.
Susan, we have a responsibility here to help our daughter marry well. I know you two think he's great, but I still don't know. And I can't give my blessing until I'm sure. Does that make sense?
It does.
This might be the biggest decision she'll ever make. It's more important than choosing a college, a profession, a house, anything. And then there's the thought of Michelle leaving.
I love you, hon.
That's it. I know what to say to him.
Are you ready for tonight's mission, Artie?
I think so, Mr. Pennington.
Enter patrol mode.
Entering patrol mode.
There he goes. That little thing looks intimidating, doesn't he?
Yeah. Good thing it's getting dark. I wouldn't want him scaring joggers or people walking with their dogs. Oh, dogs! We didn't test that.
What in the world? Oh, no! Ian!
Hey, Jack.
Susan, there's smoke pouring out from under the hood.
What happened?
Ian forgot to put the cap back on when he changed the oil.
Oh.
There's oil all over the engine. I'll be lucky if this thing doesn't start on fire.
Where are you?
Oh, not far from the house. I dropped Kate off, and I was coming back to town for my meeting with Anthony. I'm dead in the water here.
Hang on, Jack. A police car just pulled up.
What's going on?
I don't know. He's getting out.
Cyrus, come. Stay. Good dog. Excuse me, sir.
Good evening, officer. Can I help you?
Do you live here?
I do. Is there a problem?
Maybe. No, Cyrus. Be still. Pardon the dog. He's in training for our canine unit. He won't bother you.
Nice doggy.
We received a call from a concerned citizen. They witnessed a small motorized vehicle on the sidewalk with what they thought could be a gun. Have you seen anything like that around here?
Well, actually, yes. This young man and I created a mobile raccoon deterrent device.
And you have a firearm mounted to a vehicle?
Well, no. It's just a paintball gun. We call the robot Artie. It stands for Research and Development.
I'll need to inspect it.
He'll come down the driveway in a couple seconds. He's running a route around Mr. Pennington's house.
Do you realize that it's illegal to discharge a paintball gun in the town of Port Washington?
Yeah. Do you realize that there's a varmint provision written into the city ordinance, and those raccoons qualify as varmints? Trust me, they ate Roy.
Roy?
My favorite koi fish.
Here he comes down the driveway.
Whoa, no wonder we got a call. Is that safe?
Not if you're a raccoon. Won't kill him. It'll leave a mark, though.
That's strange. He was supposed to turn and go up the sidewalk. Why is he coming this way?
Maybe he wants to say hi.
That's okay. I need to see this thing up close.
Artie, safety on.
Just a second.
Safety on now.
I'll get to it.
He talks. Amazing.
Locking onto target.
Uh-oh.
No, Artie!
Firing.
Cyrus, come back.
In pursuit of target.
610 to station.
Artie, come back.
Immediate back.
Bernice, pack lightly. We're going on a trip.
Ah!
Susan, what's going on over there? I hear sirens.
RD went berserk. It chased the police dog toward Grand Avenue, and everyone took off after them.
I see them. They're coming towards me. Oh, no. And there's another squad car coming from the other direction.
Artie, stop pursuit!
Sorry, I'm in the middle of something.
Young man on the bicycle, stop immediately.
I have a little shot of the device in the middle of the road.
Disengage, Artie!
In a minute, I promise.
Artie, stop now!
I will stop in a second.
Take the shot.
Hey, Mr. Brinkman. Hi, Ian.
Oh, hi, Anthony. I was on the way and had engine problems. And now we have even bigger problems.
I figured something happened and came to look for you. They really destroyed that robot, didn't they?
Yeah.
Could I get a lift from you?
Sure.
I'll bike home, Dad.
Ian, what's wrong?
I messed up today, Peter.
You are naughty?
Sort of, I guess. I told Dad I would do something, but I didn't finish the job. And now his car's broken.
And you broke Artie too?
Yeah, and Artie too.
Can you make them all better?
I don't know. Can you leave me alone for a little bit?
Okay. I like you, Ian.
I like you too, Peter. Lord, I haven't been keeping my word. Could you help me change? Make it up to Mom and Dad?
Sorry I couldn't meet you last night, Anthony.
This is better anyway. I love this park.
When we first moved to this area a few years ago, it wasn't a park. I'd play paintball down there in the ravine with Dr. Ziegler. We used one of those guns for RD.
That dog's gonna need some therapy. Did you guys get in trouble?
Well, Mr. Pennington and I both received a $100 fine. Ian's paying off my share.
Yikes.
Yeah, I suppose it was warranted. So what's on your mind, Anthony?
Huh?
Well, you wanted to meet.
Yeah. Would you mind if we sat down here?
No, not at all.
I wanted to ask your permission for your daughter's hand in marriage.
I like you, Anthony. I like you a lot. But as you're aware, my daughter is very, very precious to me. So, before I give my blessing, I need to get to know you a little better.
I understand.
If I was an employer and you came to me applying for a job, I'd call the references you listed and also ask you some tough questions. And I know Michelle is more important to you than a job.
Yeah.
Then you won't mind me asking you some questions.
Not at all.
Here. I've prepared this. You might call it a marriage application form of sorts. Take some time to fill it out, and when you're done, and I've had a chance to read it, we'll talk again.
Fair enough, sir.
Hey, Ian. How's it coming?
Almost done.
Hey, that engine's so clean you could eat off of it. Good job.
Yeah, I'm so glad it still runs.
You and me both. Mom and I talked about it and decided that paying the fine will be a sufficient consequence.
Thanks, Dad. I learned something. When I was praying, God reminded me of the verse that says, "Let your yes be yes and your no be no."
You've been having problems with that, haven't you?
Yeah. The rest of the verse says, "If you don't keep your word and if you make your promises you don't keep."
Yeah.
Well, that's from the evil one. I didn't realize how bad that was until today. It took Artie dying and almost wrecking your car to show me that. I want my yes to mean yes. Will you forgive me, Dad?
Sure, son.
Look at them. Pass me those night vision goggles. Oh, Raccoon Park. I wouldn't have believed it if I didn't see it with my own eyes.
Where did you come up with such an idea?
Well, I read about how they can be trained to do tricks, and raccoons are playful by nature.
It's like a little raccoon circus. I can hear one running in the big hamster wheel. Mm-hmm. Oh, how precious. And good exercise, too. Do you think this will keep them out of trouble?
Oh, it better.
I figured a little distraction would do the trick.
And if it doesn't, the electric fence will.
Oh, Patrick!
You've been listening to the Brinkman Adventures and today's episode, War of the Raccoons. This story is completely fictional and was not based on real people or real events. Please do not attempt to make a computer-controlled paintball gun. But please do keep your word, even when it hurts.